Most fishermen on the banks of this once clean and flowing river are now struggling to keep their livelihood going. Noor Ahmed's family has fished in the Karnofuli River for generations.
There used to be an abundance of fish here, but over the years, due to various types of factory waste, garbage, and polythene, fish stocks are gradually disappearing here. Nowadays, we barely get any fish. Aside from some small shrimps, it's hard for us to manage a living anymore.
According to a study, Bangladesh generates more than 800,000 tons of plastic waste a year. It's also reported to make up more than 60% of the litter found on the country's beaches. And keeping the rivers clean is becoming harder.
We find various types of wastes, like polythenes, plastics, etc., making it very difficult for us to dredge and delays our work.
The Chattogram Port Authority says it recently found a layer of polythene up to 3 meters thick while dredging the riverbed.
You can see thick layer of silt like this at different points all across the Karnofuli River here in Chattogram Port City. This is due to years of dumping of plastic, polythene, industrial and household waste in the river.
Although Bangladesh was the world's first to ban plastic shopping bags, due to lack of enforcement and public awareness, polythene is still widely used.
Unless we manage to stop the production, usage and banning of polythene, then at some stage the Karnofuli River, the lifeline of Chattogram, will be totally clogged and the operation of the port will be at stake.
According to industry insiders, there are more than 1,000 small plastic recycling factories across the country that produce plastic flakes from scraps and some export them.
We receive these from waste collectors. Then we break them into microchips, which is later used once again to make plastic products.
But creating more plastic products isn't helping tackle the problem. And the UN says every day about 73,000 tons of plastic waste were entering the Bay of Bengal through Bangladesh, some of which comes from neighboring countries.
In the aquatic ecosystem, plastics degraded into smaller sized microplastics that eventually enter into the food chain, which is a big concern for food safety and human health.
Environmental experts warn the gradual accumulation of pollution in the Bay of Bengal may not only further threaten fishing communities, but also hamper shipping and maritime trade. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Chattogram, Bangladesh.